Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our telephone conference on EVN's results for the first quarter of this financial year. Despite the current political unrest in Bulgaria, what I will comment later on, and unfavorable conditions on the European electricity market, I'm glad to report a solid operative performance of EVN in the first quarter. Group EBITDA was almost at the prior year's level, and operating results improved even by 4.3%. The financial results, however, dropped to minus 12 million euros. This development was due to negative earnings contribution by Econgas for EVN in the reporting period. Consequently, the group net result decreased by roughly 22% in the first quarter. I will move on to our business highlights, and first of all, I would like to give you a short overview on the energy sector development. In the reporting period, there was neither an improvement in the unfavorable conditions of the European energy market nor an economic upturn. The relatively warm weather and unexpected high supply of electricity from renewable energy led to a decline in the forward prices for electricity. In contrast, oil and gas prices remained at a high level. As a result, the generation of electricity from gas-fired power plants in Europe is still not profitable. The demand for electricity is covered by subsidized generation from renewable energy and from existing coal-fired power plants. The coal-fired capacities have become comparatively more attractive due to the decline in the price of coal and CO2 emission certificates. As far as EVN CO2 emission certificates, no CO2 costs arose in the reporting period due to the decline of the production from thermal power plants. Given the present energy sector conditions, we expect no electricity production from EVN gas-fired power plants in this financial year, with the exemption of on-demand power supply to the Federal Network Agency in Germany. The current and mid-term low demand for gas and the substantial difference between spot market prices and prices set by long-term contracts have a negative effect on European gas business and require appropriate market adjustments. These developments also had an adverse impact on earnings of our joint venture company, Econgas. Thus, a negative contribution of 20.4 million euros impacted EVN's first quarter financial results. Now let's come to our business highlights. In the reporting period, we were able to successfully conclude several projects in the energy business. As you know, EVN focuses on the expansion of natural heat in business. I'm pleased to announce that the completion of a new capacity. Since the beginning of this heating period, a new biomass district heating plant supplies 12,000 households with electricity and heat, respectively, in Upper Austria. This plant has been built together with our partner utility company in Upper Austria. The first construction phase of the gas transport pipeline Westschiene has been completed. The startup of this project is expected in 2013-14 financial year. Also in the gas business, we acquired a 15% stake on the Austrian Gas Grid Management AG. We report progress concerning the environmental service business. As far as our international project business, EVN won a tender for the planning and construction of three further wastewater treatment plants in Romania in the reporting period. The project volume amounts to 11 million euros. In Moscow, construction was successfully completed at the sodium hypochlorite production plant with a capacity of 50,000 tons, and preparation for the start of operations are in progress. The project volume amounts to roughly 200 million euros. This is a BOT model, which implies EVN responsibility for operation in the next 10 years. Concerning the other project, major project in Moscow, the waste incineration, we report delay in project realization. In the reporting period, work is proceeding to obtain a construction permit. And now on EVN's capital market issues in the reporting period. First, on the debt side. EVN has successfully issued promissory note loans of 122 million euros. The transaction, which targeted domestic and foreign investors, the order book was oversubscribed. For this reason, the initial volume could be increased by more than nearly 50 million euros. The loan issue is divided into several tranches with terms to maturity of 7 to 18 years in both variable and well as fixed interest rates. Second, on the equity side, we extended the ongoing share buyback program until the end of August 2013 and increased the intended volume by an additional number of up to 1 million shares. In the reporting period, we made a change in the accounting policy in order to give you a better presentation of financial performance and to allow you an easier comparison with important benchmark companies. We applied the International Accounting Standard 19 for the first time retrospective at the beginning of October 2011. Consequently, we adjusted now the quarterly figures. I will give you a short comment on the impacts of this change for EVN results in a few seconds. And now on our expectations for the full financial year. Based on the current point of view and given the present unfavorable economic and energy sector condition, EVN expects result from operating activities and group net profit for 2012-13 to be below the prior year's level. Let's turn to group's result in more detail. In the reporting period, EVN's total revenues was down more than 4%. The energy business was negatively influenced by several factors. On the volume side, the sales of marketed gas volumes and electricity sales to end customers dropped. The latter was a consequence of the milder weather in Southeast Europe, the weak economy, and the improved energy efficiency on parts of end customers. On the price side, in the prior year, we decreased electricity prices to end customers in Lower Austria as a consequence of the lower additional costs of renewable energy. This development had an adverse impact on revenue. In the environmental service business, revenues decreased too. That is due to a conclusion of several international projects in the prior year. The operating expenses decreased by more than 5%. As far as the development of the high cost position, the procurement cost. The expenditures for electricity purchase and primary energy dropped in the reporting period. This was mainly due to the electricity sales volume decline in Southeast Europe. The lower sales of marketed gas volumes led also to a reduction in this cost position. In addition, the prior year's period was negatively influenced by the creation of a provision for impending losses on marketing of electricity generated by EVN. On balance, this development resulted in a slight EBITDA decrease. Depreciation and amortization was down 9%. The scheduled depreciation and amortization was higher than in the prior year. The comparable prior year's figure, however, was negatively affected by an impairment charge to the biomass pilot plant in Dürnrohr. All in all, EBIT was up 4% in the reporting period. The financial results fell to nearly minus 12 million euros. This decline resulted from a negative earnings contribution by Econgas. This amounted to minus 20.4 million euros and was caused by high negative spread between long-term gas purchases and spot market sales, as well as the recognition of a provision for impending losses on contractually agreed long-term transport and energy capacity booking of Econgas. These developments led to a drop of the group net profit by nearly 22% in the first quarter. The next slide shows the previously mentioned effects of the adjustments made due to the International Accounting Standard 19 to EVN's full year and quarterly figures. For the full prior year, we changed now the disclosure of interest component of the provisions for pensions and severance payments between personal expenses and financial results. This change led to an increase of EBITDA and EBIT, to a decline in personal expense and to a decrease of financial results by the same amount. All in all, this change has no impact on EVN's group net profit in the prior year. For the reporting period, we applied the corridor method and the change of disclosure of interest component. Personal expense decreased by a total of 6.7 million euros retrospective in the first quarter of the last year. The effect of the change disclosure of interest components was 4.1 million euros, and the application of the corridor method led to a change of 2.6 million euros in this position. Correspondingly, the interest expenses increased by 4.1 million euros. Next slide shows the EBITDA development in different segments. As mentioned, EVN's EBITDA slightly decreased in the reporting period. We are able to report improving EBITDA in the network infrastructure Austria and in the energy supply Southeast Europe segments. EBITDA of the network infrastructure Austria segment improved on stable earnings situation. In the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, the EBITDA increase can be attributed chiefly to higher end customer prices in Bulgaria and Macedonia. In the generation segment, the negative development was due to lower electricity production of thermal power plants due to unfavorable market price development. The prior year, however, was positively affected by the power request from the German network agency. EBITDA of the energy trade and supply segment was declining as a result of the drop in sales of marketed gas volumes, a price reduction in Lower Austria, and termination of the cooperation agreement with Bgas in the prior year. I will now address the business development by segments. First of all, we start with the generation segment. EVN's electricity generation dropped by around 4%. Production from the thermal power plants fell by nearly 20% due to a lower electricity generation from Dürnrohr plant and a lack of power requests from the German network agency. In contrast, the volume of electricity generated by renewable energy sources rose nearly by 28%. This development was supported by an improvement in water flows and higher volumes from the in-river plants. The development of revenue reflected a drop in generation and fell 3%. Consequently, EBITDA was down by nearly 9%. Depreciation and amortization fell 51%, whereby the first quarter of the previous year was influenced by an impairment charge of 8 million euros. In total, EBIT improved from 4 to 10 million euros. The next slide gives an overview on the development of the energy trade and supply business in Austria. Energy sales to end customers differed by market in the reporting period. Electricity sales rose to an increase in sales volumes recorded by Energy Alliance Austria outside EVN's Austrian supply region. In contrast, sales volumes of gas fell, mainly because of the weak economy and improved energy efficiency on the part of the end customers. Heat sales volumes to end customers reflected the previous year's level. Segment revenues was down nearly 13%. This development can be attributed to the three main factors. The sales of marketed gas volumes declined, the decrease of end customer price for electricity in the prior year, which negatively affected the revenue development, and operating expenses were down 13%. This reduction was mainly due to the decline in lower gas procurement volumes as well as the decrease in electricity sourcing costs due to lower transfer prices of renewable electricity. On the other side, the comparable prior year period was negatively influenced by the creation of a provision for impending losses on the sales of EVN's own production. All in all, EBITDA fell by nearly 12%. Depreciation and amortization remained nearly constant, and consequently, EBIT was below the previous year's too. As already mentioned, negative earning contribution by EconGas is reflected in the financial results of this segment. And now I will move on to our most stable segment, the Network Infrastructure Austria. Network distribution volumes did not develop uniformly. The network distribution volume for electricity was slightly higher than the prior year. The gas distribution volumes, however, fell. That is mainly due to a decline in demand from industrial customers and a further decrease in the use of our own thermal power plants. Network tariffs for electricity and gas were adjusted in January 2012 by the Austrian regulator. The gas network tariffs were reduced, whereas the electricity network tariffs remained stable. Total segment revenues was down 4%. This decline resulted chiefly from a decrease in other revenues, which was linked to a decline in customer projects that have yet been invoiced at the end of the reporting period. This is a closing date related effect, which will not largely influence the full year's figure. Electricity and gas grid revenues were slightly below the previous year. Revenue from cable TV and telecommunication business remained stable. Operating expenses declined too. These developments led to an increase of EBITDA by 8%. Due to a slight increase in depreciation and amortization, EBIT was up 11%. And now I will move on to our results in Southeast Europe. The sales volumes development was driven by extremely mild weather versus the historically coldest winter in the prior year. This led to a strong decrease in electricity and heating sales volumes. Revenue, however, rose 8%. The decline in sales volumes was more than offset by the price increases in Macedonia and Bulgaria. Operating expenses were up roughly 8% too. Higher prices for procured energy, mainly the additional cost related to renewable electricity and the increased write-offs of receivables, were the main reasons for the increase. Segment EBITDA rose by nearly 8% and EBIT by nearly 7%. And at this point, I would like to give you a brief update on Bulgaria and our view on that. Let's start with the last price adjustment in July 2012 mentioned before. The regulatory authorities raised the end customer prices for electricity by more than 13%. Two-thirds of this increase was a compensation for the higher tariffs of renewable electricity, and one-third for investment to refurbish thermal power plants to decrease the CO2 emissions. The large number of new supply contracts with renewable electricity producers and the rise in sales volumes led to a substantial increase in electricity procurement costs for EVN Bulgaria. Consequently, EVN's profitability has not improved as a result of this end customer price hike in July 2012. The higher prices and the higher electricity consumption in the current heating period led to significantly higher electricity bills issued in January and provoked social uncertainty and demonstrations at the beginning of February. We expect the forthcoming parliamentary elections to become the basis of a normalization. In addition, we have even to face a new in Bulgaria. In July, the regulator made also a change in the method used to calculate compensation for the additional cost of renewable electricity. The Bulgarian legal regulations governing renewable energy require reimbursement of the additional cost for renewable energy by the end customer. The resulting expected claims are being recognized as receivables. Let's now turn to EVN's environmental service business. The revenue of this segment was nearly by 4% below the prior year's level. This development was due to the lower international project volume. That is a consequence of completed projects in the prior year, which could not be fully compensated by the positive revenue development from the domestic business. EBITDA was down 12%. Taking into account the slightly higher depreciation amortization, EBIT dropped 24%. The increase in financial results is attributable to higher income from our investment in Croatia and higher net interest income. All in all, profit before income tax represents a slight increase of 2%. EVN is currently realizing 13 major international projects in the environmental service business. Several projects entered the final phase during the reporting period. As mentioned, construction was now completed at the sodium hypochlorite production plant in Moscow. As far as the waste incineration project in Moscow, work is proceeding in a period to obtain a building permit. Following the conclusion of several international projects in the prior year in the environmental segment, the contribution of this business in this year may be below that in the prior year. And now I move on to EVN's financial results in the first quarter. The reporting period, financial results fell to minus 12 million euros. This decline results chiefly from a negative contribution from Econgas, as described before. In contrast to EVN's profit, from investment, interest results, and other financial results improved. The next slide shows the development of our cash flow. In the reporting period, the gross cash flow was slightly up. This positive development was in spite of the decline in profit before income tax and lower depreciation and amortization. This increase resulted from lower non-cash earnings contribution from investments included at the equity. The net cash flow from operating activities rose largely. This positive change was due to a lower year-on-year increase in working capital. That is a result of the mild weather. The net cash flow from investing activities was mainly impacted by the ongoing investment program, the capital payments for investments in equity accounted investees and investment in short-term securities. The net cash flow from financing activities rose due to proceeds from the issue of promissory note loans. This effect more than compensated for the scheduled repayment of loans and borrowings. On balance, the above-mentioned developments result in a positive cash flow and an increase in cash and cash equivalents. In addition, EVN still has undrawn credit lines totaling 675 million euros. EVN continues to report a strong balance sheet. The equity ratio is 44%. That remains unchanged versus the last balance sheet date. Based on a net debt of 1.7 billion euros, gearing was 54.9%. That represents an improvement of 1.6 percentage points. Let's now turn to the investments in the first quarter. EVN's investment remained at the prior year's level in the reporting period. In the generation segment, investment focus remained on the expansion of the wind power capacity in Lower Austria. In the energy trade and supply segment, we are focusing on further construction of the district heating network. Investment in the networks in the EVN supply region in Lower Austria remained high, with a particular focus on construction of the gas transport pipeline Vestinia. In the energy supply South East Europe segment, investment continued to be made in improving energy supply reliability and quality and expanding network and electricity meter technology. Now, how we see EVN's full business year performance after the first quarter. In addition to the unfavorable conditions in the energy sector, the following issues will influence the development of business at EVN during the remaining three quarters of this financial year. In Austria, the regulatory authorities reduced the electricity network tariffs by 0.4% and gas network tariffs by 2.8% in January 2013. In Bulgaria, the high subsidies to renewable electricity increased the electricity procurement cost significantly. Legal regulations governing renewable energy require the reimbursement of these additional costs by the end customer. The resulting expected claims are being recognized as receivables. Similar to the first quarter of 2012-13, the winter at the start of 2013 was also milder than the previous year. This is true above all for Southeast Europe. Based on the current point of view, and given the present unfavorable economic and energy sector conditions, EVN expects results from operating activities and group net profit of this year to be below the previous year's level. That was my summary of EVN's first quarter. Thank you for your attention. I am now ready to take your questions.